What do you call the kind of bread you get from the store? That's not homemade bread, that's...
Light bread.
Any other name for it?
Well, I have heard some of the older people call it loaf bread.
Uh-huh. What about calling it store...
Store-bought bread? I've never heard anybody call it that.
How does that sound to you?
It sounds kind of funny. Now, my daddy used to call it loaf bread.
Uh-huh.
But never store-bought bread. I never have heard it called that. He called it loaf bread. And then a lot of people say light bread. A lot of people around here
mm-hmm.
still say light bread.
Mm-hmm.
But
does light bread have to come from the store? Or can it be homemade?
Yeah, it can be homemade. It's like it's yeast bread,
mm-hmm.
bread with yeast.
What sort of things are made with cornmeal?
Cornbread, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, dressing. You know, chicken dressing,
mm-hmm.
duck dressing, turkey dressing. Really, there really isn't that much now. We make what's called a hot water bread.
How do you make that?
You make it with hot water and salt. That's all. Meal and just a tiny bit of flour to make it stick together better. And then, generous amount of salt. And then you pour boiling hot water over there and stir it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real good. And it looks like paste or something. And then you dip your hands in cold water and you put it in your hand. You pat it out into little loaves or little
mm-hmm.
things, you know, about the size of your hands. And then you can either fry it
mm-hmm.
or you can bake it. Most people bake it. It's called hot water bread.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear something called a corn dodger?
Mm-mm.
What about taking...
We make hush puppies
mm-hmm.
From bread. They're made just like the hot water bread. They're except that they are fried in little
mm-hmm.
little bitty small patties.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hot water bread is big patties, big loaves.
What's something that they'd make just using cornmeal and salt and water, and they'd eat it with a spoon? It'd be
mush.
Did y'all?
No, we never ate mush. We ate grits
uh-huh.
made from corn, but not from the meal, but made it from grits. Say it, you know.
What's something that it's kind of similar to grits? It's made out of corn. The corn's been soaked in lye.
Oh, goodness, hominy. We still eat hominy.
Did you ever see anyone make that?
Yes.
How would they do
it? I had an aunt that made it for the whole community, all of Canaan community. And, you got to make your lye first. You know, she saved her ashes, you know. She had a screen thing that
mm-hmm.
somehow or another that this water, you know, went through the ashes and dripped down and, you know, and made the lye somehow or another. And I'm not real sure how she did this. I know that you soak that corn for, you know, something like a week or something. It just swells
mm-hmm.
up and bursts, you know. And I think you put this lye, soak it in lye water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wash it real good, you know. And that's as much as I know about it. But she made real, real good hominy. It has you can tell it's had lye in it because it has a slightly lye taste
mm-hmm.
to it. And my husband just loves it. I don't care very much about it, but he loves it. But I don't, that's as much as I know about it. I know they did soak it in lye water until it would swell way up and, you know, the kernels of corn would burst, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it would swell way up. And that's about as much as I know. I can remember, I was real little when I remember her making it, and I can remember washing that stuff through a lot of water, clear,
mm-hmm.
good, clear, clean water, you know, washing it before you could use it and could eat it.
Mm-hmm. What's something that people would make that take, it's round, it has a hole in the center. It's a kind of a bread. Well, not really bread, but a pastry.